Hello, welcome to the Passive Aggression Podcast, everybody. I'm Nunzio Balls Carabooch. To my right, I got Bobby Ha, and to my left, I got comedian Ben Rosenfeld. I'm filling in today to Vike Mekion, my cousin here. Just call me Nunzio Balls.
We got Mike's cousin in off the boat from Sicily. He's going to be chiming in and out with me,
off Ben Rosenfeld, yeah, and Bobby. No, it's off the boat from Brooklyn, the ferry.
Oh, from the Brooklyn ferry?
Yeah.
Boat?
From Seaford Bay there, yeah.
Okay.
Good Italian-American family. You know, we were in the peanut business and everything.
Anyway, Mike's out of town today doing some road work. His Italian substitute, Gino Visconti, had to cancel at the last minute. So we brought in
Nunzio Balls.
Nunzio Balls is here to help us out for any tiebreaker situations.
Yeah.
How was your weekend, Bobby?
Oh, my weekend was good, Ben. I was out. I took my godson. We went rowboating in Central Park.
Yeah, you're showing me some videos. It was cute.
Yeah, we went rowboating and things like that. It was like just a family weekend. I had to do a little performing. Saturday.
Where'd you perform?
In my bedroom.
Where you're booked most often.
Yeah. I do a lot of performing there.
Okay, nice.
So it wasn't that bad.
Headlining or opening?
I was headlining. Giving head. Something like that. I don't know. What about you, Ben?
Nice. I was in Long Island this weekend. Did a show on Saturday night and had some relax time as well. It's a good weekend. Real good weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
What about you, D-Bowls and Nunzio?
Nunzio's name. Just call me Nunzio.
Yeah, Nunzio, how's your weekend?
Saying, don't be giving up a bullshit. Let me tell you something. I had a good weekend. I listened to Mike Vecchione's CD, you know what I mean?
Muscle Confusion. It's a good CD.
That's
it's
my
also car on
gym.
iTunes.
That's what I was doing all weekend, too. I was in the fucking gym. I was pumping weights, you know, tanning, doing the laundry.
Yeah, lasagna or pizza? What'd you eat?
No, what are you kidding? We make it a gravy, the gravy. You know the gravy on a Sunday, buddy?
Okay.
The fresh gravy, eh? My aunt, she canned the tomatoes herself and everything. We had the fresh gravy to you non-Italians out there. The gravy is the Italian sauce. A good Italian sauce takes quite a while. The whole family sits around Sunday. We eat sausages and meatballs and a sauce. You go to sauce. A nice bottle of wine, you know?
Man, I hope Mike comes back next week. He is way funnier than his cousin.
Fuck you talking. I'll break your fucking legs, kid. What do you think is going on here?
All right.
You want this ha-ha guy. You want this big ha-ha guy here. Fucking with this Irish bullshit. I don't go for that. I'm Nunzio. You understand?
Speaking of domestic violence, let's get to our first topic today. Ray Rice, new video released today, Monday. It shows him knocking out his fiance cold in the elevator. And he subsequently, an hour or so ago, got cut from the Ravens. His contract got cut. He's no longer with the Ravens after that video came out. What do you think, Bobby?
Well, I think there's a double standard going on here. Because I've seen Jay-Z get attacked by a woman in the elevator. I don't see any charges brought against her. She wasn't losing a job. But if Ray Rice attacks a woman, it's a bad thing.
It's definitely a bad thing. Let's start with that. Before we get to our thoughts and jokes, it's definitely horrible. A man should not be hitting a woman.
Unless it's in a bedroom and she's looking for
right,
it.
Yeah. Outside the bedroom where, you know, whatever two consenting adults want.
Well, a little S&M, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm totally on board with you. But outside a bedroom, that should not be occurring. At most, a man can restrain a woman if she's been hitting him. He just holds her hands down. If she keeps hitting him, you gotta at least stop that.
What if she's one of these MMA fighters who just beats the shit out of the guy?
I mean, there's always an exception, sure. But it's horrible what happened.
Oh, yes.
The double standard you raise is interesting in that no jury will ever convict a woman for hitting a man.
Oh, no, they have.
They have.
They have. Recently, they have. But that attack on Jay-Z, like, he didn't...
Most of the time, if a man gets hit by a woman, it just...
It gets passed over.
Probably because she doesn't do enough damage to
actually
damage.
Well, they're not physically... Let's get real here. Women are not physically as strong as men.
Not 99% of women are not.
Most women.
Right.
Most women. Of course, there's the exception to the rule. There's a weak guy and a strong woman. But if you take a heavyweight male fighter or put it against a heavyweight female fighter.
Or even a lightweight male fighter.
No, what you're saying is same weight.
Oh, yeah. Pound for pound, no doubt.
It's no doubt they're going to get beat up bad. So, and Ray Rice is a professional athlete.
Professional athlete. She is not an athlete.
But I heard she still married him anyway.
She married him, I mean...
After that.
I mean, I think it was part of the strategy, because a wife can't testify against a husband. So he, like, married her the next day as, like, his apology gift.
But did she have to sign a prenup?
I don't believe so.
So she still can get...
She's, I mean...
She can get the cash.
She's
going to
make money
from in 10 years from now, when she divorces him, she's getting paid.
Sure, but it... It's bad. Here's what I find most interesting, and I actually tweeted this earlier. The video was released by TMZ.
Right.
How is it TMZ got access to a video that prosecutors couldn't get, cops couldn't get, the NFL's investigators couldn't get, but TMZ can get it? How does that happen?
Nunzio, let me chime in on this.
Yeah, Nunzio, you're the breaking expert. You tell us your thoughts.
Let me chime in on this. You know what I'm saying? You pay off somebody a little bit, you know, throw them a little cheese.
So they're
going to give you the video, you know what I mean?
So you think TMZ threw the hotel someone or other 25, 50 grand?
No, the NFL investigators and prosecutors can't do that. Listen. 10 dimes buys anybody. They don't need 50 grand. You understand?
You think 10 grand for that video? I think that video is worth 100 grand easy.
No, 10 maybe 20.
I think Ray Rice would pay half a million to not have that video come out.
The guy used to work in a hotel in security for $20,000. That's what they make a year. You understand? You get it cheap. That's all I'm saying, you know? I know what I'm talking about. Me and Mike were cousins, you know?
That was my instinct, too, that someone got bribed. But, I understand prosecutors not being able to do that. Although, they can't they subpoena the casino to see that video?
Yes, they can.
So I'm surprised.
They have to get a court order. Right. And actually, the police can get a court order.
Right, so I'm surprised police or prosecutors didn't get access to that video first. And I'm surprised the NFL didn't do some bribes to get...
No, well, maybe it's just a hotel. This is Bobby Hart, by the way, again.
I think our listeners can tell the difference between Bobby Haha, the great comedian, and Annunzio Balls, Mike's has-been cousin.
Yeah. No, I heard he's the good one in the family.
Hey, don't talk like that about my cousin, you know what I mean?
So, I think that a lot of these hotels have deals with these guys, like from TMZ. So, like a security guy they know that came on camera, he called TMZ. They didn't call him. He called them and said, look, I give you the dibs on this. Give me a certain amount. He might have got $50,000. Because he probably called them first.
Sure.
Because these hotels out in L.A. and in New York, when something happens, they have a...
This was the city, by the way.
Okay, whatever. They have guys that work there that know TMZ would love that. And they call TMZ first.
Sure, but I understand if this video comes out the week after the incident happens.
No, they do it right away. So
they can make
the cheese.
Yeah, like that elevator, because that previous video, Rice dragging her out of the elevator, that was a TMZ thing. That was that week, I understand. But this is 6 months later. This is after prosecutors weighed in, NFL did its investigation, it released the suspension. There was plenty of time for some of the authorities to get that video. How is it that only in TMZ?
Well, it takes them a while. They have to go through a court to get that. They got to go through a court.
But here's what I'm saying. The NFL finished its investigation. Prosecutors finished their investigation. No video. Now TMZ has that video. That's strange to me.
That's not strange to me. Somebody was holding it back. One of the security guys that had the video. He was holding it back maybe for the highest bidder.
Okay. Interesting.
And I have a friend of mine that works with TMZ. He used to be a very funny comedian, Adam Glenn.
He still works for TMZ.
No, I know he's that. Like I said, I know him longer than you.
Okay.
I know when he's 19. When I tried to get him to blow me, but he wouldn't do it. Few kids had Adam Glenn, but he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't take care of the haha.
Maybe if you had a video of Ray Rice hitting someone, he would blow you.
Yeah. That's
Now, so Ray Rice got cut today. Here's my question. Are any of the other 31 teams going to pick him up?
No way.
What about in week 10 when their star running back goes down, they need someone to run the ball?
I don't think they're starting to really...
You think they know the fans done?
Because they know they can't do that anymore. They can't, like with the Michael Vick with the dogs, people just don't want that shit anymore.
Vick came back, he had another 3 to 5
No,
years.
No, he did, because he went to prison, he apologized, everything else. But, and because it was an animal.
I
think it's bad both ways.
It's horrible.
I love animals myself. I like animals better. I would rather kill you than kill a dog.
If I
saw you in a pit bull fighting, I'm killing you because I knew you started.
Fair enough.
And yeah, Bobby,
you think
I thought the same thing.
He's going to be back in the NFL, maybe not this year. I think by next year, someone's going to have a need at running back. He's going to go on that apology tour of all the TV, and then he's going to be back.
He may not. You know, it depends. I beat guys in my house every day.
Yeah, but that's S&M. That's two consenting adults. That's different.
How could they be consenting when I got a ball gag in their
mouth? They consent before and they thank you after, as far as I know.
They thank me after. But I don't know if they consent before. A little GHB in the drink and they're a little like loose. They say yes to anything.
All right. So, I don't know. Here's what's weird in that. One, it sucks. It's horrible. But prosecutors made their ruling already. No jail time. The NFL suspended him for 2 games. They did their ruling.
Well, because she didn't press charges.
Right.
So that's all that matters. If she didn't press charges, because she married the guy and everything.
But now...
But she's the fool for doing that, because if a guy hits you once like that, he's going to do it again.
Especially after he got cut from the Ravens today. Ooh, I wouldn't want to beat a wife that day, huh?
Yeah.
But here's my point. The NFL made its suspension. He paid the price as far as the NFL is concerned and as far as the court is concerned. But now, in the court of public outrage, this video came out.
Public opinion.
The Ravens had to come because of public opinion. Where, look, it sucks what he did, but one could argue he paid the price. But now, because of all this fake Twitter outrage, where they get mad at everything once a day.
That's what the world came to now. Social media is at. But it does bring things to light. So they can't keep getting away with it. Because otherwise, they'll keep doing it. So if they know what's going to happen, the repercussions from doing something like this, that maybe it'll stop guys from hitting women and doing things. Because of the cameras everywhere, the repercussions of what could happen to you. Look, because people were having a free reign on these poor women. Like, I don't know if you know, a few years ago I had to go rescue a girl.
Yeah, you've discussed the story. I believe even on air, too.
No, I didn't. Okay. I didn't discuss the story now. But she was being abused for 7 years by her husband. And he abused her verbally and physically all the time. She didn't make the dinner right. She got beat up, this girl. So she was in another state. And I know the family. And I know they suffered for 7 years, not even knowing where their daughter was. The guy wouldn't allow her to have a phone. She wasn't allowed to tell her address or anything. And by luck of chance, I called Nunzio over here, Mike's cousin.
Hey, it's like a bug.
I called Nunzio, and I says, Nunz, can you find out this address for me? And then when I got down there to get the girl out, I saw she was pregnant. And after seeing that, watching her family suffer for 7 years, I'm looking at this guy, and he's like my size. I'm like, you piece of shit. And then she started siding with him, saying, oh, no, he don't hit me, this and that and everything else. So I knew right then she had Stockholm Syndrome.
Right. For our listeners who don't know,
Stockholm Syndrome is when someone is being a captor, starts siding with the captive person starts siding with their captor because any little kindness they show, anything, they consider like a love or something because they don't want the beatings anymore. This, that. So they're mentally just broken down. They're broken. And she thinks it's okay for this to happen. And so I knew she wasn't going to come with me voluntarily. And she's married legally to this guy. So I told her, well, if you don't come, I'm killing your husband. And he went to say a curse to me. He went, fuck, before he didn't get the U out, though. And I told her, well, if you don't get in the car, I'm going to kill him. And I just kept on beating him. And he was laying on the concrete floor, there, unconscious, blood coming out of his ears, concussed and everything. I don't know how that hell happened. It was like, because I think he was resisting. So
you were just defending yourself.
Right, I was just saying he was resisting. I said, please, put your hands behind your back. So now I'm not even a law enforcement officer. I'm a gangster. And I'm like, put your hands behind your back, sir. Stop resisting. Stop resisting, sir. As I was stomping his head into the ground. And the girl finally came to the car. And this is another state, and she's screaming, yelling at me, how could you do this to my husband? He's so nice. Da, da, da. See, then when we got towards the George Washington Bridge,
she started coming too.
She goes like this to me. She says, thank you for coming. She says,
I realize now, while he was in there begging on the floor for you to stop hitting him, when I beg on the floor for him to stop hitting me, he keeps hitting me. And then the girl had to go to a psychiatrist for three times a week.
That'll fuck you up.
A month later, she had a baby who I am associated with. I'm the godfather, so it's very good. But these people do this and they get away with it because of that kind of like Stockholm Central thing, or they're legally married and the woman is just so battered and beaten down.
Sure.
They think it's okay. And some of these women, that's why they even let their children be raped by these guys and things like that, because they don't have the defense mechanism anymore. They think everything the guy does is okay because they're living in such fear.
Somehow we've turned from the passive aggressive podcast to the passive sad podcast.
This is a sad podcast because I got very aggressive. Like I told you, I left that guy.
The aggressive sad podcast.
As a matter of fact, the guy called up once after the baby was born. He called up once like 3 months later and he says, I want to come see my baby. So I said, yeah, you can come see the baby, but you got to go see Bobby. The guy never came. He never called.
I don't know why he hasn't called back.
That was quite a few years ago. He hasn't called yet. So, if you're out there, buddy, you can call me.
Here's what I was trying to get to, though.
I'll finish the job.
And, like, it's sad, the domestic abuse. That's sad. Shouldn't hit women. Here's what I'm talking about society-wise. There's this fake outrage where today they're mad at this. Tomorrow they forget about that.
That's not fake outrage.
Mad at something else.
A woman getting beaten is not fake outrage. It's outrage that needs to be pointed out.
You're right. Now, things
are getting better. It's not as bad as years ago.
Today, this outrage is legitimate, but then a lot of the outrage is over some bullshit.
A lot of bullshit.
Some comedian has to apologize for some joke they made because it's a slow news day.
Right. Another thing,
sometimes it's good. Like, today it's good that people are upset and that Ray Rice got cut. That's a good thing.
Right.
But 9 out of 10 days...
Let's get to a real subject. Let's stop that subject. Nunzio, what do you think? Yeah, let's talk about Joan Rivers.
All right.
Okay, Joan Rivers passed away.
Passed away. We were afraid it would happen last week. It happened.
Right.
She had a big star-studded funeral like she'd always wanted. She was quoted as saying...
But I love Joan Rivers. I saw her in Vegas when I was young. She was the fucking balls. Joan Rivers was... She didn't give a fuck. She said any fucking thing. I love Joan Rivers.
She was a trailblazer in a lot
of
areas.
The original comics, though, was Minnie Pearl and Moms Mabley, or the original female stand-ups. But she was right behind it, but, you know, she came through top two.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy for Joan Rivers. She's a funny motherfucker right down to the end. So that's why we can make jokes about her and everything, because she wanted people to joke when she passed. But she lived a great life. She was a great life.
It's sad.
She also did a lot of charity that people don't know about. She did a lot of things to help people under the table there. So I give Joan Rivers a lot of credit. You know what I mean?
It's sad how it happened and that it was unexpected.
Expected. But she still lived at 78. I mean, 81.
That's not too shit. But it just kind of sucks where you think it's routine surgery.
Well, I think there's a big police investigation going on. There's a big
New York State Department investigation.
Because there's something wrong there that they were doing. First of all, you know, I studied naturopathic medicine. And I know a lot of things about the medical field. And you shouldn't really let people put you under in an office situation.
Especially if you're old.
But anything. You should not be put under anesthesia unless you're with an anesthesiologist in a hospital. Because too many things go wrong. It's getting better now. They have better ways to...
Right.
But that's why the insurance... So I have good friends of mine, anesthesiologists, and they have very high insurance because that's a fine art to keep people alive. And a lot of people have died on the table, not from the surgery, but from the anesthesia.
Sure.
So you don't want that having done in some guy's office. I don't care if it's Park Avenue or wherever. You don't want it done.
For sure.
Especially on like Arthur Avenue in the Bronx, you know.
I don't think she was at Arthur Avenue.
No, I didn't say her, but I know some people that did. What about you, Nunzio? Yeah, a couple of guys here.
Sure. I thought you're a hobby surgeon, Nunzio. Mr. Balls, if I may.
Yeah, they call me Balls. Because I'm Mike Vecchione's cousin, you know? And I did a few surgeries, you know, in my time, you know what I mean? But most of my surgeries is just involved like a hacksaw, you know? I had to take off some arms because they look like they were rotted and things like that. Or the old money or something, you know what I mean? Right, Bob? Yeah, you're right. No, you're the man.
Next topic. Atlanta Hawks, one of the owners, the main owner of the Atlanta Hawks, that's a basketball team.
Now, I know what the Atlanta Hawks are, Ben.
No, for our listeners. Not for
they me. Know who the fucking Atlanta Hawks
are. I didn't know who the Hawks are.
Because you're an idiot. You're a fucking guy. You're a fucking geek.
Let me
you know nothing is about sports. Oh, I did Scarlet Knights because I went to school there. But I didn't go to Caltech. And that's the Golden Bears because I didn't graduate or get any degree.
No, here's why. Because the ESPN headline just said Hawks owner. There's also the Blackhawks of Chicago.
Those are the Blackhawks, not the Hawks. No. Those are Seahawks, Blackhawks, not Hawks. There's only one Hawks, Ben.
It's confusing. I'm clarifying for our listeners.
There's Hawks and Doves.
Anyway.
I'm a Hawk. You're a Dove. How you got that? Take it up the ish.
Pretty sure you just called me a gay.
No, I said take it up the ish.
All right.
I said, no, you're a Dove. A Hawk... is,
I prefer peace to war.
I don't think you do. I think you prefer gory violence.
I don't like violence.
I've seen your fucking movies, Ben. They're all violent. Guys are killing themselves.
The violence is implied. It's not gory. It's like softcore porn. I do softcore violence. There's no close-up shots.
You know the guy
throats.
Told me the other day? He said my stand-up was like hardcore porn without the sex. I said, what a great analogy.
That's a great line.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that. And everyone should go see Bobby's show this Friday night.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a Broadway Comedy Club. Big show. Tribute to Joe Bagels, who made that. It was Joey Kanish in the movie Rounders.
I'll be emceeing. Do we still have that battle rap off? Has that been
there's
confirmed?
A big battle rap off between Little Young Big will be there on Carl Swain. Will be
two heavyweight legends of comedy rap.
Yeah, comedy rap, unedited, off the cuff, right there going at it. That's a battle. That's a rap battle.
I'm excited. I hope I get a referee it or something and stay on stage for that.
Well, you got to bring the white and black T-shirt then.
Okay. I'll check.
You got to get a referee shirt.
Get a referee shirt.
Go rob one of those guys at the, what do you call that shoe store there?
Foot Lock.
Yeah, go rob one of the Foot Locker guys.
Yeah, that's this Friday night at Broadway Comedy Club, 9 o'clock show. And if someone tweets us at the podcast, will they get some sort of hookup?
How about this? They tweet at the podcast.
They
get $5 tickets, or $25 tickets. And I think it's sold out already, basically. I got a few tickets, but it should be sold out because Bobby Ha's in town, baby.
That's right. At the PA Pod, THEPAPOD, and come on out. Now, back to the Hawks. The owner has decided to sell the team after an email came out where the quotes that I saw about the email...
Well, you guys are fucking idiots. Anybody who tweets anything... First of all, I'm into racism. I'm not a racist or anything. So, I don't like... You know, anyone that tweets, first of all, tweets it or puts in emails or anything else, says comments like that, that is in a position like that, they don't deserve to own a football team.
Well, let's get the comments out first. He didn't use any racial slurs or anything. Here's what the comments that came out were, approximately, I'm verbatiming. He was trying to increase the season ticket holders for the Hawks, right? And his email said, most black fans, which are about 70% of our audience, aren't season ticket holders, they just pick games. How do we increase season ticket holders? We need to reach more middle-aged white guys who are more likely to buy an entire season. That seems like normal marketing speak to me.
I don't find nothing wrong with that.
That was from what the quick news story I read about it. That was approximately what he said. There was no, I hate black people. How can I be with them? It was just, I have a business problem of segment A doesn't buy season tickets. Segment B, who there's fewer of, buys season tickets. How do we get more of segment B to buy more season tickets?
Okay.
That's what it seemed like to me.
Well, you got to reach out to different markets. Okay. I don't think that racist.
It didn't seem, from what was quoted
that's
in the
like
article,
the guy
it didn't
that,
seem that bad.
That's not like the guy that owned the other team.
No,
I think it was.
Sterling was horrible.
No, here's the thing.
This didn't seem that bad.
But he saw how much Sterling got for the team. Mm. He got a couple of billion. So this guy says... Oh, I'll start some racial shit, too, and I'll get a big price.
I like that, Bobby.
Did you see how much money Sterling got?
He got like $3 billion.
Right. The team wasn't even worth a billion. He got the... I'll start... This podcast is racial, man. We don't like blacks.
So he wants to force his own
this podcast, here at the PA Pod, we don't like blacks, Asians, schmicks, mixed, goodies, anybody. We hate everybody.
So you can
we hate you all. We hate you all. We're racist bastards here, and we hate everybody. We spew hate every weekend.
Especially Italians.
Yeah, especially the fucking... Hey,
Listen, don't talk to me like that. I'm a scuzz. I'll kick your fuck today.
Hey, man. Balls, we'll give you 10% of the sale price.
Hey, it's fucking good, but we're going to cut Mike out too. Fuck him. You know what I mean? I'm doing it. If you make the sale for this fucking episode, it's because of me, not the moolies out there. You know what I mean?
I like the angle, Bobby. He wants to sell it, so he found an email that could be potentially misconstrued. Okay.
But I would do that.
I actually would like to get a black person on our podcast to talk about this, because I see it as standard marketing segmentation and not racist talk.
I don't know any black
people.
I'd
like people. To know. I know a few. I'll see if I can get one on.
I don't know any black people. I think everybody looks ashamed to me.
All right.
I think everybody looks ashamed to me.
Next
I don't have no
topic.
How about this? I know one guy. He says he's black. Let's get Louis Mitchell on.
Oh, yeah. We can get Louis Mitchell.
Louis Mitchell, if you're listening out there, bring yourself down here.
Yeah. Or at least if you got a day job or something, tweet us, is the Hawks stuff racist? Where we don't, I don't see it. Bobby doesn't see it. I'm curious.
And I'll tell you, guy, but I don't think he's black. He has dreadlocks, but he's like, he just paints himself with shoe polish there. They're Josh Wesson.
I think they're black. Let's not.
Is he? I don't know what the fuck he is. I know he's no Jamaican. He's got like phony dreadlocks and everything.
Jamaican is a type of black.
No, but no. Jamaican is not a type. Jamaican just means, no, this. I know a Chinese Jamaican. That's the funniest shit you ever seen in your life. He was born and raised there. And you see this Chinese guy, old nerdy looking skinny Chinese guy, and he walks up. Oh, kick it to my mom. Your blood clad. Your boom.
All right. Next topic. There's a new taxi service coming out in New York City that are only female taxi drivers, only driving female passengers. All the cabs are going to be pink.
Right.
And their insurance...
So it's lesbo cab company.
Let me get the other joke out, Bobby. And their insurance premiums are going to be through the roof. Because women are worse drivers. That's...
I didn't get that. If they were Chinese women, I would say okay.
Some of the women drivers might be Chinese drivers.
Yeah, but let's just call it the carpet baggers. Carpet bag and car service.
Now, here's the thing.
They're going to be munching a lot of carpet in there.
Here's what I will say. Without the jokes, like, it's sad that women feel unsafe enough taking a cab on their own that they feel the need they have to get female.
Well, there's some sick-ass motherfuckers driving these cabs.
Sure. But it's just sad that it's gotten so bad that they think there's going to be a market for the service.
I don't think there's going to be much market for that. There might, you know, someone like, this woman that had to come over my house today because she wanted to buy a piece of equipment that I was selling to make room for another piece of equipment.
Is a female buying your rim seat, Bobby?
No. She's buying my elliptical because I bought the recumbent bike.
Okay.
And I have all that other stuff. I got the new, what do you call that thing? The sauna. I got a new sauna in my house. I got all that. So I got too much shit there. So I wanted to make room. So I told this girl I would sell to her. And she was like very leery at first.
Right. Yeah. They have to be careful. Well, you sound pretty tough and aggressive on the phone.
I am tough and aggressive, but in a nice way.
I'm saying, sure, but if you're a woman.
Well, if I'm going to rape somebody, he's got to be a dude. You know what I mean?
Well, they don't know that right away. You don't exactly sound prototypically gay, you know what I mean?
What the fuck does gay sound like? You're all full of shit. You're a fucking scumbag motherfucker, just like all the rest of these guys. Let me tell you something. Just like the gays online, where they go masculine for masculine. Who tells who's masculine? And usually the guys that say this is if they go to the gym and they're big, you know, they got muscle, and then they see him in person, they go, oh, girl, you should have seen what I seen today, motherfucker.
See, you just put on a classic gay voice right
That's
there.
That's not a gay voice. That's just a guy being a fucking asshole, and he's talking about he wants another masculine guy because he's masculine. Hey, just be yourself. Be a human being. Who gives a fuck? You people stereotype everything. Even the gays stereotype the other gays. This one stereotypes that way. You're not typically... I am fucking typically gay because I'm gay. And this is the way I fucking act. This is the way I fucking talk. I'm not straight acting. I'm Bobby Ha acting,
you're
motherfucker.
You're being yourself, but I'm saying most gays don't sound like
you. Listen, I don't give a fuck what I'm saying.
Don't crinkle the sound that's messing up our listeners'
ears. Yeah. Your comments... To me, your anti-gay comments...
I'm sorry,
to
Bobby.
Me, are more offensive than anything else that had been done
that
here.
That fart you just made was pretty offensive.
I didn't fart anything.
That sounded like a fart.
No, it was closing the bag.
All right.
If I wanted to fart, I'd fart right in your face.
All right. Last topic before you...
Did you see that, though? A girl last week stabbed her husband or her boyfriend because he farted in her face.
Now,
and then she stabbed
now, was
him.
This a Dutch oven situation where he...
No, the Dutch oven. I was a kicker. How about this? One day, my son-in-law... goes, I can't believe it.
I go, what happened? He goes, your daughter Dutch ovened me. My daughter Dutch ovened a husband. There's a go. Because I taught her that.
Right. Yeah. It's a standard funny move.
Yeah, fathers are best.
All right.
My friend's father can fart on command like it's the greatest thing ever. He's like 70, this guy.
See, this is what I love about our podcast. We span the range of issues from domestic abuse to farts.
Yeah.
Maybe that should be our new tagline.
No, I don't. Like, you guys are going to go, oh, the farting is a gay love call.
I didn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
No, I've heard you say it, Ben.
I've never said that.
Like, you guys fart and then it's like, go call up.
That sounds like something that Vike Mecchione might say.
But when I go to a club and I smell a fart, I know somebody's sending me a secret message.
A love message?
Oh, yeah.
Next topic. NFL season kicked off. Did you watch any games? Are you excited? Do you give a shit?
Well, I'm a Giant fan. They play tonight.
That's right.
But usually I watch the Jets. I think I watched like a minute. But,
Our boy who canceled on the podcast today, Gino Visconti, is hosting something at the Strip for Monday Night Football. Some sort of football.
How about party. This? Fuck Gino Visconti. We got Nunzio here today. Yeah. Fuck Gino Visconti. Fuck Mike Vecchio. Another AJ Dorino and all these other motherfuckers been on here. Oh, every fucking guy. You understand? Nunzio.
Nunzio balls. Balls. Yeah. Anyway, here's what I want to discuss. It was in the New York Times blog yesterday. Teams don't go for it on fourth down as often as they should, according to the percentages. And here's why. It's because coaches are afraid of getting fired.
I don't really give a fuck. If football. You're making too much football talk. Ben, you're getting too technical. You're getting too technical today. No, there's getting you too technical today.
I want to make a point.
No, there's other things going on today.
All those are boring. Those are that's
no. You got stuff here going on. You have the U.S. Open.
No.
Here's the thing. I was having sex all day yesterday. To be honest with you,
is that your U.S. Open? Boom.
No, my friend came in from Hong Kong.
And then you came in with me, your friend.
Something like that. Yeah, you could say I shot a few loads. But that's beside the point.
A couple serves, a couple aces.
No, see, that's not nice. That's not nice.
Double faulted.
No, but I was watching.
A lot of forehand strokes or more backhand strokes? A lot of strokes.
Yeah, a lot of strokes.
Ground game.
Yeah. But
I can make tennis gay jokes all day.
Listen, that's why.
Whisper them at the Mike Vecchio Memorial.
Yeah. You're going to get your ass kicked because I'm going to have a whole bunch of gays. A lot of gays just able to put down the story. And they're going to come and kick your fucking ass.
Yeah, there's a lot of Greeks. It's redundant. Astoria, big Greek neighborhood. Greeks, you know.
They're of the ass. They love it. The back door.
That's
the Trojan horse. You know what I mean? Yeah, they'll send you a present and something up your ass. Okay, the U.S. Open yesterday. Venus Williams was a monster.
And the Japanese guy won.
Yeah, he played great. I'll tell you. When he beat Federer. No, he played. They didn't play through the championship yet.
No. The semifinals, he beat. I think either Federer
he beat Djokovic.
Yeah.
The number one seed, he beat Djokovic. See, I even know more than you about this because I watch a little tennis with him. I don't like this, but certain people. I'm a big Venus Williams fan. She is so fucking great. You see the fucking built on that girl.
Longevity is very impressive.
Yeah, because she stays healthy, and I think she's a great champion. She shows herself well and everything, and she's good friends with the girl she beat. They're very good friends. She actually helped that girl get back into tennis. She's a nice person, too. Like, and she's a great champion. I like the way she, you know, carries herself and everything else. But you see the size of her? Now, that's a woman that will whip your fucking ass. You ain't beating her ass if you're a
woman. No, that's right. No one domestically assaults
Venus Williams. Venus Williams is doing... Is anybody going to do any assault in that fucking household?
That is true.
She's a beast.
If anyone drags anyone out of an elevator...
I mean, I think both sisters are great athletes. But let me just tell you something. She is so fucking strong. It's unbelievable.
I'll tell you this.
And she's a great player, too.
If Venus and Ray Rice go into an elevator together, Venus is dragging Ray out of the elevator every time.
He wouldn't smack her around.
Here's the football point I was trying to make. Teams don't go for it enough on fourth down as the odds say they should. This is because if a coach goes for it on fourth down, they get blamed. If they punt and the players lose, the players get blamed. So it's... The coaches are being afraid of losing their jobs, so they're not taking as many risks as they should.
No, you're wrong.
Let me finish. This is to a greater point. Too many people are more averse to taking risks and not making a mistake versus being aggressive and taking a good risk and then taking the credit for the win.
See, I don't know about that kind of stuff.
That's what I'm saying today.
See, I'm a risk taker.
I'm not like a Ben Rosenfeld.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell our listeners. They should take more risks, play the odds.
Yeah, take more risks. Go tell your boss to go fuck himself today and see what happens to you when you take the risk.
All right, ISIS, last topic. It's Obama's making a
okay, there is ISIS is a phony operation set up by the United States government.
To distract.
No. You know what they do? You betray a couple of journalists, you chop their heads off. Everybody in the world gets so outraged now. Oh, they chopped off two journalists' heads. Oh, we have to go get these people. It's just another excuse to send more troops and bomb. We bankrolled them. The United States is bankrolling ISIS. It's all phony. It's a false flag operation. It's bullshit. Guaranteed bullshit, just so we can keep troops in that area, so we can keep stealing oil. We're a fucking nasty motherfucking country, we are, and I love it. Because I'm part of it, man. I'm glad I'm with the winning side. I wouldn't want to be a fucking Afghani, you know what I mean?
All right.
Well, fucking hacking up and down fucking hills all day with sheep, and this and that.
Here's what I find interesting, and this is why I'm not disagreeing with you, Bobby. Until 2 months ago, no one had heard the name ISIS. Now, all of a sudden, they're the number one bad guys in the world. How does that happen?
The United States gives them a lot of money. That's what happened.
That's weird to me.
No, the United States and these corporations, they give them a lot of money. So they behead a few people. They come here, they go crazy. Even though they know they're going to kill them anyway. And then we have more reason now to bomb.
Now, I don't know a lot of or any extremist Islamists or any extremists in any religion. But here's the thing. I think if you give extremists some money, you don't even have to give them directions. They're going to do some crazy shit.
No, but they give a little direction for the news. They put it on the news on purpose, so it outrages people. Don't you understand this?
This goes back to what I was talking about earlier.
Public outrage.
The outrage, the Twitter rage, all that.
Right. Yeah. There's too much of phony outrage to set up so the United States people
can do what they want.
Oh, my God, we have to stop this ISIS. Okay, let's bomb them. You have to bomb them now. The fucking, we're idiots if we bomb these people, because the United States is just. But since I'm on the winning side, I'm a American citizen, so since I'm on the winning side, I'm going to just say, yeah, bomb these motherfuckers.
Here's what I know, and I think we've discussed this before with Israel and Palestine, that whole Middle East, most of those peoples know, regardless of if it's the Israelis, the Syrians, a lot of those countries, all they know is perpetual warfare. It's been going for thousands of years. And America is stupid to think they're going to change anything.
America's not trying to change. We start everything over there just so we can get our hands on everything. Trust me when I tell you this.
All right.
I'll guarantee you ISIS was started by the Central Intelligence Agency.
Maybe. I'm not going to even...
They even had a CIA guy on television the other day saying it. ISIS is bankrolled by the United States, so the public opinion goes to, let's bomb them, let's get rid of them.
Because
they're such monsters. Oh, they're going to take over the world. They couldn't take over my balls.
Damn.
They couldn't take over my fucking balls, ISIS.
Do they want to destroy America? Sure. Everyone wants. A lot of countries and extremists in a lot of countries want to.
Because we're on top, baby.
Right, but they don't have...
That's why I say, USA, number one, we're on top. We fucking destroy everybody else. We ruin their lives. We don't give a fuck. And you know what? As long as we get a big, large screen TV and we got our iPhones and everything, we don't give a fuck. We're appeased. We're like fucking happy, you know? And I get all the boys I want to fuck. Yeah, fuck ISIS, man. Let's bomb them.
All right, user tweets.
I'll bomb any motherfucker right now.
User tweets.
I'm going on the side of fucking America, man.
If you want to tweet us at the PA Pod, THEPAPOD, we will read your tweets out loud. This week, only one tweet, Bobby. I don't know what's going on. From our good friend and listener and...
Totoro?
Nope. At Ted Teddy Man says at the PA Pod, no interest in a 125-year-old business which went on sale with its trademark recipes for faggots. I believe it's some sort of cooking business. There's a link to the BBC article here that I am slowly...
What are you talking about? We didn't even talk about this thing.
No. Sometimes Teddy gives us topics to talk about.
Who the fuck does Teddy think he is?
It's about some sort of faggot shop.
I'll tell you the faggot.
It's a British pastry called a faggot.
How about he's a faggot? Teddy Man's a fucking fag.
It's some sort of pastry.
I'm a homosexual. You guys are fags.
All right.
Because you're over here tweeting about some British pastry.
Before Teddy Man,
you want to talk a lot of bullshit? How about this, pal? I'm inviting you to come to my show Friday. Bring a couple of those fucking, some nice pastries with me. Impress me.
Bring Bobby some faggots to his show on Friday. Yeah, right. You heard it here, Teddy.
Right. And
bring Bobby some faggots.
You bring me some faggots, either a Chinese faggot that's over 19, or some kind of pastries from a good, you know, a good bakery, you're in for free.
All right.
Bring Bobby out free pastries, you're in for free.
All right. You heard it. Check out Bobby's show this Friday night, Broadway Comedy Club.
9 p.m. at the main room.
9 p.m., Beater 845. Have some class and decency. Also, first announcement, I'm going to announce it Wednesday, September 24th. That's my actual birthday. Headlining at Caroline's, 9:30 p.m. Use the code BDAY, B-D-A-Y, for $5 tickets. It's going to be a fun show. Come on out.
Want to sign us off
in Nunzio Balls?
Yeah, it's Nunzio, you know, for Bobby Ha, for Bam Rosenfeld. And for my cousin, fucking Mike, who could be here because, you know, he took a sausage up the keister of the deep seat, the Hershey Highway, the old dirt road. You know what I'm talking about, the cheap seat. He was sitting in the cheap seat in the jank. Hey, Mike, take it easy. And to you listeners out there, this is Nunzio. How you doing?
This is the Passive Aggressive Podcast. We'll see you next week.